If you're a startup founder or entrepreneur, you may have heard the term minimum viable product or MVP. An MVP is the most basic version of your product or service that you can create and launch to test the market and gather feedback from customers. One of the biggest misconceptions about MVPs is that they need to be perfect. But the truth is, your MVP doesn't need to be perfect, it needs to be appropriate for the stage you're at. In other words, your MVP should be a reflection of where you are in your business journey. When you're just starting out, your MVP should be as basic as possible. It should be just enough to test your product or service idea and gather feedback from early adopters. As you progress through the stages of your business, your MVP should become more refined and advanced. The key is to strike a balance between launching too early and waiting too long. Launching too early could mean that you haven't properly tested your product or service, and you risk losing potential customers. On the other hand, waiting too long could mean that you miss out on valuable feedback and market opportunities. Another important aspect to consider is your target audience. Your MVP should be tailored to your target audience and their needs. If your target audience is tech savvy, your MVP can be more advanced. If your target audience is less tech savvy, your MVP should be simpler and more user-friendly. In conclusion, your MVP should be appropriate for the stage you're at in your business journey. It doesn't need to be perfect, but it should be tailored to your target audience and their needs. By launching an appropriate MVP, you can test your product or service, gather feedback, and iterate based on customer input. This will help you create a better product or service that meets the needs of your customers and drives business growth.